Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I fibbed! No, I'm funning with my producer here. So the deal is, folks, I am not politically correct. If you've been listening to this program at all, you know that I'm not politically correct. I am biblically correct, constitutionally correct, and I speak the things that God says to speak. And I will continue to do that because that's why God brought me back from the dead. He sent me back, and He fixed me, and I shouldn't be here, but I am. And the devil has been trying to kill me literally since I came out of the womb. I had the umbilical cord wrapped around me so many times that they had to do an emergency C-section in 1962. That was a major deal then. My mom nearly died. She nearly bled out. I nearly died. They had to break my jaw to get me out. God's got a plan and a purpose for our country, for this nation, for every single person listening to me. Psalm 139, he wrote out the days of your life before you were ever born. He could have placed you anywhere in history at any time over the last 6,000 years, but he chose today. So be encouraged. God's got a plan for our country. My next guest, I can't put his picture up because he has death threats against him, because he is challenging one of the greatest evils in our world today, and that is Islam. And I'm not attacking Muslims, I am attacking Islam. And most Muslims are as illiterate about their writings as George Barna has proved most Christians are about the Bible. And my next guest isn't. He's been studying it for over 30 years. And I welcome Al Rasuli to the program. Al Rasuli, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We're going to get through this. There's a lot to cover here in our short time together, so I want to get right to it. Let's begin, because I think the first question sets the stage for the rest. And that is this: what is the purpose of a mosque in a non-Islamic nation?
Beautiful question. Contrary to all the bullcrap propaganda by Muslims and their apologists, the mosque is not only a place for religious education, but it is the foremost indoctrination institution in Islam, where every Muslim is reminded every single day, especially on Friday, that they can never assimilate, integrate, or be loyal citizens among non-Muslim kuffar infidels. America should realize that in all Sharia-compliant Muslim countries, there are 57 of them, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, and other non-Muslims have absolutely no freedom of religion. Yet, Muslims in our democracy, in the West, in Christian countries, demand to have their freedom of religion to undermine and subvert Western Christian society by deceiving Quran ignorant Europeans and Americans into believing that their demonic God, Allah, is the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. That Islam is an Abrahamic religion, when in fact Islam is most assuredly not a religion, but a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad. And Allah is actually the name of the supreme God of pagan Arabia centuries before Muhammad succeeded into deceptively but very successfully metamorphosing him into the God of the Bible. I hope that answered your question.
So that leads to my next question. What is civilization jihad? And the follow-up to that, so you can answer it in conjunction, who carries that out and how?
Okay. Civilization jihad is actually stealth jihad, meaning that so-called non-violent Muslims, the so-called moderate Muslims, who pretend to be part and parcel of the American dream or the Western society dream,
Like Ilhan Omar, as an example.
I'll give you all of them.
Okay.
So-called moderate Muslims are the deceivers who actually finance, support, defend, and arm the war jihadis by infiltrating and subverting politicians, media, academia, and even the clergy in Western society. In reality, without the so-called moderate Muslims, the jihad ones would not have had the wherewithal to exist. That is exactly why so-called moderate Muslims never demonstrate in the streets of Europe or the USA condemning acts of terror by jihadis, because Muslims' silence means their consent. In the USA, you have CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council for American Islamic Relations. You have ISNA, I-S-N-A, Islamic Council for North America. You have Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, and I'm only naming a few. Is that understood?
Yeah, and so let me. This is a little off track, but it's on point to what we're talking about. Talk to me about then how what is CARE's role, what is ISNA's role, and what is the role of the Muslim Brotherhood?
They're all Muslim Brotherhood, by the way.
Okay.
All of them believe in the fundamentals of the Quran, and the fundamentals of the Quran are the basis of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, CARE, their purpose in life is to attack every American who brings to the forefront the truth about Islam. For example, a Muslim woman goes for a job in a hairdressing salon. She's wearing Western dress. They accept her. The next day she goes in wearing the hijab, which is contrary to what presentation she was. She wasn't wearing the hijab when she introduced herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hairdressing salon. You don't wear hijab. So she starts to sue them. Who pays for the suing? The CAIR, C-A-I-R. The tragedy is that your judges are stupid. Your lawyers are even more stupid, because there is no verse of hijab in the whole of the Quran. Although the woman will say, it is in my religion. It's not in her bloody religion. First of all, she doesn't have a religion. Islam is not a religion. That's number one. Number two, $200,000 says that no human being can find the verse of hijab or the word hijab in the Quran denoting the covering of a woman in any way, shape, or form. $200,000. Any takers?
How does the CCP work with Islamic regimes like Iran?
Unlike the utterly asinine American administrations, whether they are in fact Democrat or Republican, the Communist Party does not waste time, money, blood, and effort to bring so-called Western democracies to Muslim countries. The CCP is practical. They invest in the infrastructures of these countries to have enormous influence on them in the immediate and long term. They do not give a damn about human rights since they do not have any human rights in their country anyway. The CCP is pure political influence through loans and agreements that will keep them in control of the host countries without troops or war. While Americans pontificate, the CCP consolidates.
Just as an aside, would you suggest that the CCP is funding Islamic regimes around the world?
No, they don't need to. They hate Islam. What they are doing to the Muslims in their own country, the Uyghurs, is exactly what every country should do to the Muslims. Don't misunderstand me. I'm discussing here a belief system. What they're doing it is wrong. They shouldn't attack the Muslims people, the believers. Right. They should destroy the belief system by proving it that it is false. Are you with me? It is more important. It is easier to prove that the Quran is completely not divine. It is corrupt. It is hate-mongering, war-mongering, misogynist, racist, duplicitous, hypocritical, evil, and ungodly. When you can prove that in a debate with the highest authorities of Islam, you destroy literally their belief system.
So what you're, Go ahead. Well, what I was going to say is, so what basically what needs to happen is that our nation needs to become educated about what Islam truly is and recognize
Absolutely.
That actually
and it's not difficult.
Islam, that the tenets of Islam are actually hate. They teach hate speech. They teach hate action. They instigate and reward murder. Folks, you've got to understand the path to the supposed great beyond in Islam is to stand in the center of a packed stadium in a place like America, strapped with bombs, and kill yourself and every one of the 100,000 people in that stadium. And that's your pathway to the 70 virgins and great rewards in the hereafter, according to the Quran. Where in the world would you allow institutions like a mosque to teach that kind of absolute? I mean, that is like yelling fire in the theater. That is not a protected speech. It's not a protected speech. And our friend al-Rasuli can speak exactly to it. And my final question to you, that we'll get into, let's take our break and we'll come back to hit this one. How does Islam's use of terrorism to disrupt a targeted enemy resemble the Marxist idea of creating chaos to topple a country? And what I just described to you, you say to yourself, oh, Pastor Greg, you really shouldn't say that. Folks, I'm telling you, that is exactly what the Quran tells them that they need to do. That suicide bombing is not done by some mindless, out of control individual in relationship to the religion, quote unquote, that is claimed to be Islam. You've got to understand this. Suicide bombing is not done by a quote unquote radical or radicalized. Suicide bombing is done by someone who is adhering to the exact text, the exact teachings. It would be like someone walking into the church and hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ and hearing how you get set free from sin and death and truly embracing that and truly understanding that, and then going out and creating a food pantry and loving people and caring about your neighbor. Those are the teachings of Christianity. Those are acting it out. That's someone who has been encountered Christ. Somebody that encounters the Quran goes into a stadium and blows them up and every...
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Al Rasuli. You can find his writings, by the way, in my blog section at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can get over there and you'll see I've got several new articles up as well. Al, let's get this last question addressed. And the question again is this: how does Islam's use of terrorism to disrupt a targeted enemy resemble the Marxist idea of creating chaos to topple a country?
Americans have got to understand this. Islam, Marxism, Nazism, and fascism are identical in their political and operational structure. All of them are despotic, no freedoms allowed. The party or theocracy has absolute power over life and death of any citizen. They rule purely through terror, through terrorizing their citizens. Muhammad repeatedly said in the hadith, in the traditions, that Allah, his perverted God, made him victorious through terror. He boasted. So when you have the leader of the Muslim theology, company system, when you have the leader say that his God, his demonic God, made him victorious through terror, what do you expect his followers to be? Terrorists. And they are. And as you said a minute ago, a terrorist, a Muslim terrorist, like the people who are called Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, these are not radical Muslims. These are not perverted Muslims. These are not radicalized. These are the perfect Muslims. Why perfect? They are fundamentalists. They go to the Quran, they go to the Hadith, and follow the instructions of the Quran and the Hadith. They are not, as the media tell you, and they are lying about it, they are not extremists. They are not perverted. They are the truest of all Islam.
I think
we covered a lot.
I think we covered a great deal. I think we covered a great deal, and I think it's important. Again, you know, it, folks, it's important. And you know, you might ask, you know, well, okay, Pastor, you know, this is. I mean, you know, is what you're saying hateful? No, not at all, folks. Our job as Christians, number one, we have to expose evil. We have to share the light. How does a person who is believing a false religion come to truth? First of all, they have to wake up and recognize that, you know, and why? Look, I don't want anyone to die. I don't want someone to think that they get 72 versions by going and blowing themselves up. I want that life saved. That life matters to God. I want them saved. I want them to turn their life over to Jesus Christ and to come to the Father through Christ, his Son, just like anyone else. Imams, and Al, I know you've heard of this, but in Islam, they believe very much in dreams and visions. Jesus Christ is showing up in the dreams of imams around the world, and they are encountering Christ. My good friend Kamal Saleem, 22, 23 years ago, had that kind of an encounter. Christ came to him in a dream, and that, along with the love of a Christian family, changed him, convicted him, pierced his heart, and he's a Christian minister today, who talks the truth about what Islam is about. Go to K-O-O-M-E, Qom Ministries, K-O-O-M-E, Qom Ministries. And you can get all kinds of information about the truth, about what Al-Rasuli is telling you. You can go to Al-Rasuli's site. It's A-L-R-A-S-S-O-O-L-I, Al-Rasuli. And if you go there, you'll get all kinds of information as well. We want people set free from sin and death. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Come.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and support
supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.